And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, September 20th edition. Got 11 games to break down for you on this Tuesday. Hope you guys had a great Monday. Coors Field went bonkers, as you'd expect from two bad pitchers. Wade Miley let us all down, which is crazy because that's the best matchup you can find in baseball pretty much right now, and much more on a Monday. But we got Tuesday. We got 11 games. I'm on Twitter at BDentric if you have any questions there. Or find us in the free Fantasy Degens Discord. Give the podcast a rate and review on iTunes or Spotify. I'd appreciate that. And if you're watching it on the old YouTube, give it a thumbs up, leave a comment in the comment section, subscribe, all that good stuff as well. But we're here. We're back. 11 games on a Tuesday. We'll get you in. We'll get you out. Let's talk the totals. This slate starts at 7.05 p.m. Eastern time. There's four games before that. That they're just not going to start 20 minutes before that. But whatever. Tigers, Orioles, 8.5. Nationals, Braves, 8.5. Twins, Royals, 9. Giants, Rockies, Coors Field, 10. We have Mariners, A's, 7. Cardinals, Padres, 7.5. Waiting on a lot of other totals because a lot of interesting pitching situations on a Tuesday late in September, as we've come to expect year in and year out. Let's talk about those pitchers. Dylan Cease leads the way at $11,000 at home against the Cleveland Guardians. If you want to go Cease, I have no problem with it. It's a hefty price tag, one I'm not sure I want to pay on this slate, especially against the Cleveland Guardians team that's striking out 16.6% of the time versus right-handed pitchers. They don't do much when they do put the ball in play, but they also don't strike out a ton. And I'd like to save some cash because there's a lot of bats I want on this slate. Like Patrick Corbin's pitching, for one thing. So we're going to want to get some price-up spots in the bats departments. I'm going to pass on Cease. If you're going to pay up, I pay for Carrasco, Cookie Carrasco, that is at 10-4 at Milwaukee. But in reality, I'm going to save even more money. Give me Nestor Cortez, $9,800 at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Cortez coming off a gem against the Boston Red Sox, where he struck out 7 in 5 innings. It's been inconsistent for Cortez, so if you're nervous about using him, I totally get it. But he is facing a Pittsburgh team striking out almost 30% of the time versus lefties over the past month, hitting .220 with a 76 WRC+. I'll take my chances with Nasty Nestor in that matchup against Pittsburgh at $9,800 if I'm paying up at the position. If you want to save a little more money, one of the better options on the slate is Luis Castillo at $9,100 at the Oakland Athletics, one of the best matchups you can target in baseball, especially in Oco Coliseum. Castillo's coming off 6 shutout innings with 9 Ks against San Diego, 8 or more Ks in 3 of his last 4 starts. That's a recipe for DraftKings success with all those punch-outs. And now you get an Oakland Athletics team striking out 27% of the time versus righties over the past month at 225.
For the 90 WRC+, Luis Castillo in a phenomenal spot. He's much better cash flow than Nestor Cortez. I both of them up here. Castillo is another player of the two. Ownership wise, Cortez will come in a little lower own, though, if you need to go that direction. Saving a few shekels on this slate, Patrick Sandoval at 7400 is interesting in tournaments. He's an inconsistent pitcher, you know, 10 points in his last one, because he only got 2 runs and 5 up there, now he struck out 3, 4 Ks, the prior starts are lacking 7, 5, 9. Usually pretty good strikeout stuff from Patrick Sandoval. He's not getting shelled these days, obviously, anything can happen, as for Miley. But he's facing Texas, who strikes out 22% of the time in their left-handed pitching over the last month, but they're up in 253 with a 170 ISO and 115 WRC plus. So not the cakewalk for once more. Still a matchup I don't mind to exploit for a $7,400 pitcher, so get some savings there. Can't enjoy that. There's not a lot of value to be had. Like Aaron Samal is interesting at $400 against the White Sox if he's a full go. That's a big if. Clevenger's been disastrous, not going there. The other discount I like, it's super risky, but you're paying $6,100. And last time I had a good 4K for him. They put 28 points. That's one Dre and Jameson, young stud pitcher for the Arizona Diamondbacks. 7 shutout, 2 hits, 1 walk, 5 Ks against San Diego. That was a much tougher matchup going up against the LA Dodgers in this one. So take that with a grain of salt. LA striking out almost 22% of the time to side. I had a pitching this past month. They're in 255, 197 ISO, 123 WRC plus. So extremely risky when it comes to that department. But we'll have to see how that plays out. But Trey Jameson is quite an interesting option for sure.
Wainwright at 94 could be interesting, but give me Castillo at 91. He's the best option on the slate. And then Sandoval and then Dre Jameson, if you want to go there. It's a wonky slate, to say the least. Let's go to the bats on this 11-game slate. Catcher's position for you here. You're going to have a lot of bats. A lot of bats. Salvi Perez versus Dylan Bundy at 52 is very interesting. If you want to pay up at the position, William Contreras at 49 versus Patrick Corbin, or Travis d'Arnaud at 43 versus Patrick Corbin, both really enticing options there. Elias Diaz at 4K and Coors. He should get the start because he had the day off on Monday. He gets a bullpen game from the Giants, which is a blessing for the Rockies because their bullpen sucks. Brebbia is going to start, and it just goes from there. So Elias Diaz and the Rockies will be very, very favorable in this matchup. I'm seeing in the chat here my mic's distorted. I hope it's gotten better so far. We'll see. But we'll see how that plays out when I listen to it back later. Carson Kelly's in play at 36. I'd rather pay up for Elias Diaz or save some cash when you slide on down to the likes of maybe a Gary Sanchez versus pitch to contact Zach Greinke at 32 in tournaments. Joey Bart had the day off on Monday. Hopefully he's back in the lineup at $2,800 versus Kyle Freeland. That'd be a start I'd like to go target as well. And then other punts like Omar Narvaez is 25 versus Carrasco. I like Cookie, but not the worst of punts if you need to at the position. And there'll be many more, but it's September and that's what we're doing in this wonderful world. First base position for you here. You got Swolhei Ohtani anytime you want. That's just fine. But if you are fading Dre Jameson, Freddie Freeman is straight in fuego right now. He's $5,700. You got CJ Cron and Coors at 56. Those are decent options indeed. But some cheaper plays, if you want to get, are cheaper than 5K, I should say. You got Christian Walker versus Tyler Anderson, who's coming off the IL for the Dodgers, the lefty. He's $4,500. He'd be one to look at. Ryan Mountcastle does love a lefty. He's facing the lefty Wentz from Detroit. He's $4,200. Ty France had a monster game on Monday. He gets the lefty JP Sears at 39. I do like Seattle quite a bit. I've been targeting Sears a lot this season because good minor league stuff, not translating to the strikeout departments with the bigs. Lots of balls in play. So Ty France at 39 is intriguing. You got Toglia of Colorado. Talked about him yesterday. First base outfit eligible. He had two triples on Monday night. He's $3,500. Another nice discount for Coors Field special. Our boy Jose Miranda is only 34 versus Greinke. He has another nice value as well. So keep those on your radar. Juan Yepes got the recall from AAA for the Cardinals. He's first base outfield at 3K versus Mike Clevinger. So he's another guy to take a peek at. And then cheaper options like Vinny Pascantino is $2,700 if you want to go that direction. If you are fading Nestor Cortez, this is the game to use Michael Chavis at $2,300. We like Michael Chavis for value versus lefties. So if you're fading nasty Nestor, Chavis at 23 is a good value on this slate. Second base position, the usual. Mookie Betts is there at 6K. But cheaper options for you if you are fading Patrick Sandoval. Marcus Semien at 49 is very nice. Ryan McMahon is second base, third base eligible. He's leading off on Monday night. He's $4,800 versus Brebbia and the bullpen. You got Wilmer Flores versus a lefty at 47, which is always something that kind of moves him up the radar for us. Same with Thiago Estrada. Estrada's second base outfield eligible at $4,300. Estrada went deep on Monday night, so maybe a good play there versus Freeland as well. A couple other options, though, below 4K for you. Vaughn Grissom is only $3,800 versus Patrick Corbin. That is very, very juicy. Gavin Lux is 37 versus Jay Jamison. I just pay 100 more and get Vaughn Grissom, personally. That's my thoughts. I think that's a great spot there for Vaughn. Ramon Urias, if you're stacking Baltimore, I get it at 32. I like the Nick Gordon value at 3K, second base outfield eligible. It's just a lot of value. Remember yesterday, not a ton of value. Tonight, lots of value. So if you want to pay up for a couple pitchers, much easier to do on this slate. Nick Gordon at 3K, second base out is a nice value for you. And then below 3K, not a ton that stands out at this point in time at the second base position. Third base for you, you got J-Ram at 58 versus Cease, tournament only, but always in play. But the top pay-up spot's Austin Riley. He went deep on Monday. Now he gets Patrick Corbin at $5,400. That is outstanding. Max Muncy's a good contrarian play off of Riley at 51. Mentioned McMahon at 48. He's another guy you can look at. Josh Donaldson is starting to heat up. Weirdly enough, he's $4,300 versus Ortiz. Not one of my favorite plays, but I could see the appeal in a tournament. Gunnar Henderson at 39, third base shortstop eligible, is in play. But Evan Longoria loves him a lefty. I wrote him up in some articles recently, especially versus left-handed pitching. He's $3,600 versus Freeland. That's a good value for you. If you're fading Cortez, like I mentioned, at first base, you get Cabrian Hayes at $3,500 is another cheapie for you. Montero of Colorado, first base, third base is $3,400. He's a decent look as well. Then other than that, where's my boy? We got David Villar of the Gigantes. He's first base, third base at $2,400. He had a nice game on Monday. He should be back in lineup. That's a great value for the Giants. But Josh Jung at 23 is another value as well. So tons of value on this slate. This is going to be a lot of fun to build. I'm much more enjoying this slate than I was on Monday's slate. Tuesday's slate, much, much better. Shortstop position for you, Trey Turner is always in play at 5,600. But you got Dansby Swanson at 51 versus Corbin. I like that quite a bit. But going down, it's a weird play. Gunnar Henderson at 39, Elvis Andrus at 38 are in play if you need to. Brandon Crawford at 34. Don't hate it. It's lefty-lefty, but it's Coors. You're going to get a lot of bullpens. That doesn't scare me off him by any means at all. Outfield position on an 11-game slate, you'll have tons of options. Aaron Judge's Fuego, he's $500. You got Trout at 63, who's crushing it. Mentioned Betts, mentioned Otani. But you got Acuna at 57. He's been scuffling, but, man, Corbin should be the guy that if he's going to get right, that's the guy, but we'll see. Eloy Jimenez is on fire also. He's 55. He'll get overlooked in this range up here, so keep him in mind when you're building those lineups. Below 5K, though, Andrew Vaughn now has 17 home runs on the year. That's big to see after a sluggish start, to say the least. So he's not bad. You got Jock Jams, might not start in Coors at 46 versus a lefty. But if he does, Thairo Estrada at 43, I like that value. I like that price tag quite a bit for that matchup. You got Connor Joe in Coors at 39. If you want to, Austin Slater got recalled from the IL on Monday. Used to always lead off versus lefties. We'll see, but he's $3,500. Mentioned Toglia at 35. It's a really good Coors value against that Giants bullpen game. Chris Taylor went deep for the Dodgers on Monday. He's $3,400. Another guy to keep an eye on. Going down far, though, Joey Gallo went deep. He's $3,200. Always kind of somewhat in tournament limbo. If you need to, Jonathan Daza at 3K is a phenomenal value. He had a decent game on Monday. Really good value there. Mentioned Nick Gordon at 3K. I like that as well. Going below 3K now on a loaded 11-game slate, especially loaded for value. I'm loving this value on this slate. You got Joe Adell, who's been scuffling, but it's a great lefty in Reagan's at $2,500. If you're feeling frisky in that regard, he could be in play for you. Other than that, I wish Mickey Moniak was facing a righty. I'm going to use him a lot the last few weeks. If he keeps leading off for the Angels, that's going to be a fun one to target as well. But lots and lots of options, as you'd expect in the outfield, and lots of value on the slate, which I'm really, really excited to see as we break things down some more. Recapping your pitching, if you want to go Cease, you can. Carrasco's fine, but Nasty Nestor at 98. Waino's okay at 94, but Luis Castillo at 91. So like that 9K range there. Castillo at 91 is your top spot in an easy, easy decision there. Patrick Sandoval at 74 if you need to. I don't hate it. Good tournament play. And then Dre Jameson, if you're feeling frisky, at 61, definitely on top of things to do for me on this slate. So Castillo and pair from there. I'm going to have Castillo. I'm going to eat the chalk and make that one happen. If you're stacking things up, you can go Baltimore. It's a big slate, so I don't know if you have to get that cute, but you can. Same with the Yankees. They've just been scuffling so much. But Atlanta's probably my top stack. Like that a ton on this slate. And then some other ones. Don't mind Minnesota versus Greinke. Love Coors Field. Colorado more so than the Giants, but the Giants, great values. Colorado's got some good value too, but some good stuff there. I like Seattle versus J.P. Sears. That's a big one. I didn't mention a ton of Seattle guys, but hopefully J-Rod's back in the lineup and you got some other goodies there. And if you want to fade Dre Jameson, the Dodgers are always in play for you. But that'll do it, folks. 11-game Tuesday slate to get you going as the week goes on. Hope you guys have a good one. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentric. Join us in the free Fantasy Degens Discord and give the podcast a rate, review on iTunes and Spotify. And if you're on the old YouTube, give it the old thumbs up, comment in the comment section. I'd appreciate all the help. But that'll do it. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow night with another preview. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, September 20th edition in the books. I'm out.